Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で、毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のリーライト、
ウクライナ出身のマリア。
今月のテーマは、試験を受けるです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
My name is Maria and I'm from Ukraine.
And our topic today is preparing for exams. Well, it's February. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, for the second time, I guess.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and after, you know, a relaxing, hopefully, January, you know, getting to hang out at home and, like, go on trips, perhaps, for some of you. February is actually exam season for people who are studying in Japan. And that's also when, you know, kids who are going into high school or university will be taking their entrance exam, so Nyushi. Which is probably the most important exams that they'll ever have to take, to be honest, as students. And so, you know, entrance exam basically is a standardized examination that determines which school you get to go into. And for folks who perhaps want to become, you know, doctors or lawyers and things like that, that's like a very, very important one. And some people who did manage to get to the school that they want to will actually do the exam again the year later, and they call that ronin. And so yeah, today we'll be talking a little bit about exams, our own experience of exams, and you know, how we prepare for taking exams, and how to stay stress-free during exam seasons. So today we have Maria with us as our guest. Welcome, welcome. And you're actually the only students here today, because Eli and I are working full-time, so we'll look forward to hearing from your insights. Let's start with this question. What's the last exam that everyone took? Do you, like, if you even remember, when was the last one that you took?
I guess it wasn't like a school exam, but before starting this job, of course, applied for other jobs as well. And they do those tests that, like, for your reasoning abilities and stuff like that.
Oh, like logic tests?
Logic type tests, yeah.
Oh, geez,
where
yeah.
Like, they test your, like, aptitude and your, like, mental math ability and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, really abstract.
Oh, yeah.
I find those incredibly difficult. Did a few of those for like a different job. So it was like ones for like Irish state jobs. I applied for a Canadian government job at some stage as well. They have some hard ones. I really don't like those ones because you can only prepare so much of them. Because it's a certain way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right, and they're kind of testing for that. So it's like, I think as myself, I'm someone that likes something that you can study for. You know, it's like it's a topic, it's a language. It's like write an essay about a certain topic. Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of prepare for that to a certain degree. So yeah, they were pretty rough.
What about you, Maria?
I'm quite a lucky person because, like, I usually read a lot because before the exam,
right, yeah. mm-hmm.
and then the last thing I had read is always. In questions. I always try to read as much as possible.
I talked a little bit about the entrance exam system in Japan. In other countries, they have like standardized testing too. But like, for example, in Korea, they also have entrance exam. In China, they have the Gaokao. It's like one of those exams where students spend like 3-5 years preparing for like this one big exam. Whereas in Canada, we really don't have anything like that. Like university applications, very much you send in an electronic copy of like your high school grades, and also you write maybe a little essay about yourself, and maybe you do an interview depending on the school you go to, but that's about it. So like, I don't know, just the thought of having to put, you know, everything onto this one exam, like, it feels really stressful.
Yeah.
Are there, like, similar systems in Ukraine or Ireland, such as the entrance exam?
Well, Ireland, it's very centralized. We have one centralized test.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they have, what are they called, the same test again?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like, in Ireland, we only have that. So we have, like, one exam that basically everyone does at the end of secondary school.
Yes.
So it's called the Leaving Certificate, and you I think, maths, Irish, the Irish language and English are all compulsory subjects.
I see.
And then outside of that, you can take 3 other subjects. So you have 6 subjects in total.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get graded on like a standardized test on those. So everybody in the country sits the test at the same time.
Okay.
And then based on those results, you have a list of universities that you want to go to, mm-hmm. and you order them in terms of preference. And they then pick who they accept into the universities based on those results. So you don't apply separately for each university.
Okay.
There's no separate criteria for different courses, it's all the same regardless of what course you want to go to. They might have specific requirements, like they'll be like, we'll only take students that took a third language as well for like an arts-based course.
Yeah.
If you want to do medicine, that's the only one where there's an additional extra exam.
Okay.
But for everything else, law, for any other department, engineering, it's all just based on that one test, which I think is a good system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very fair, and the points are all seen exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what combination of subjects you picked.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I just did English, Irish, maths, and then I don't know, history, geography, and art or something, that'll be, those points are worth exactly the same as if you did, you know, engineering.
What about Ukraine? Do you guys have entrance exams?
I think that we used to have like very similar system to the
yeah.
Irish one, because
yeah.
There was like one standardized mm-hmm. Exam,
mm-hmm.
But you had to choose like several disciplines
yeah.
In accordance to, you know, the profession you are going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not going to, you know, study engineering, you didn't have to pass like math exam
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are going to be like a doctor, you had to choose like chemistry or biology or something like that,
mm-hmm.
like one of the science
yeah.
Disciplines. But now I think that it was simplified because of the war, because
mm.
you know, it's hard to organize people to take the exam
at the same time,
so they have kind of an essay or something like
mm.
that. But when I took my entrance exam, mm-hmm. it was a long time ago. I guess in like 2005 or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I actually had to go to another city.
Really?
And take like three different exams.
Oh my God.
In Ukrainian, like foreign literature, like world
yeah,
literature,
yeah.
Yeah.
And one more. And one more, and English, I guess.
Yeah.
And English. It was quite hard
mm-hmm.
Because we had like dictation
yeah. Oh, yeah.
To pass the Ukrainian test
mm-hmm.
and some kind of an essay for the world literature and test for English. So it was quite stressful, and you had to go like three times to a different city to take the exams in different days.
And was it all like handwritten too?
Yeah.
No,
like,
that's so worse.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, would you say that's the most difficult exam that you have ever taken?
I think, yeah,
yeah,
because actually for the world literature exam,
mm.
we had to choose one of three novels
okay.
even to write an essay, and I hadn't read any of them. So I just picked the one I knew the names of the characters or
okay,
something like
okay.
that. And I just, it was like about like Bible or something like that.
Yeah.
There was some biblical motifs there.
Okay.
So I knew about Bible and I knew the names of the characters, and I just wrote the essay about like my crazy ideas
yeah.
and visions.
Well, you passed. That's
and
all
I
that
passed.
Matters.
I,
yeah.
I got like 86 out of 100.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That would be an A in North
America. I'm a writer. I'm quite a writer.
Yeah.
I remember taking an anthropology course in university for one of my electives. So I wasn't like, you know, really into studying that. I was just
mm-hmm.
like, okay, they're talking about like primates, monkeys, sounds fun, why not? And so basically that course was you know, studying the evolution of primate, Homo sapiens. And so the course was divided into like lectures and tutorials. We'd go into a lab and they have like jars and like just of preserved skulls and things like that,
oh,
and we have
God.
A look at that
Ooh.
And sketch them. But the problem was that I was heavily allergic to something in that lab, so every
mm-hmm.
time I go in, my face just goes all red and puffed up.
Oh,
and like, which resulted in me skipping almost, I think, half of a tutorial on like a medical basis.
Yeah.
But when it came to the day for the final exam, I opened the exam book and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to like write an essay on the evolution of
mm-hmm.
like Neanderthals. And they were like, okay, here are five skulls. Tell me which species this were.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. Because again, I skipped the tutorials where you
yeah.
get to touch and like, you know, rotate and like
okay.
take a look
yeah,
and
yeah.
like note down the special parts of the skulls. Essentially,
yeah.
I was just looking at them like, Yikes!
And
that was, I think, one of the only courses where I got like a B plus. Like I was a straight A student in university, but that course there was nothing that I could do about it. Yeah, I think
B
it's just
is still great,
yeah, but it's just like horrible luck. But the thing is, I had like I think a 88 in average, and that one exam dragged me down to like a 78.
Yeah.
So you can see how poorly I did. I passed, but like never again. So yeah, that was the most difficult exam that I had to take.
If I ever need monkey skulls identified, I won't be asking that shit.
Yeah, do not. I'll probably have like an allergic reaction to that too. So, but yeah, what are some things that you guys do to prepare for an exam? Like, do you have some people have some ritual? Like, I have a friend who she's not religious, but she'll pray the night before the exam, and only the night before the exam. And yeah, so some people have like quirky rituals like that. Do you have any of them?
The main thing for me is not to panic.
Mm. Yeah,
because when I panic, I cannot focus on anything. Mm. So I'm trying to be calm and enjoy the exam.
Yeah, that's probably the best mindset to have about it, to be honest. Just like, if you're too nervous, you end up underperforming because you can't focus, right?
Yeah.
And that's not good. So yeah, staying calm.
Yeah, I've been kind of similar. I don't know about like stuff I do specific prep, but I think I kind of came to the realization at a certain point as well that like when it comes to exams and interviews and stuff like that, it's like, especially if it's anything performance based, like an interview or some kind of physical, not physical, but like a practical exam, like, you know, I'll do like for example, I did like teaching English as a foreign language class in university, so as a part of that assessment, I had to like, you know, teach classes and they would evaluate me on that. And it was like, if you get too worked up, you get stiff, you get nervous, your actual teaching, your presentation of yourself gets worse. So it's almost like there's value in almost under prepping or leaving a certain amount to just doing on the spot, you know? I think if you try to prepare too much and then you anticipate specific set answers coming up or set questions being asked, if a curveball gets thrown, then you haven't trained that adaptability. So then you're just kind of like stuck in the moment, like, oh, I did prepare this. But like for the JLPT as well, like, as someone who's passed N1, like, don't study for the exam. Don't study Japanese to pass an exam, because you will stop liking Japanese, you'll stop liking the process. Just take the exam when you feel ready. Like, it's like when you feel like, oh, this might be a nice plus to test my own abilities. That's, I think, the best time to do it. It's like when you're not studying the vocab list for the exam, when you're just living and using Japanese on a daily basis, and you feel like it's at a level that could might be able to pass, get used to the question format at that stage. But don't study the vocab or anything for that. And studying for exams is actually really, it's not counterproductive, but it doesn't actually reflect your abilities in any real way.
Yeah, that's fair. If anyone else is also planning to take the JLPT, best of luck to you, and happy studying.
See you there.
Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia regarding an event hosted by Sendai City. On March 8th, Saturday, Sentia will be participating in the 2025 Sendai Symposium for Disaster Risk Reduction and the Future. This symposium is an event dedicated to spreading awareness about DRR efforts. Sendai will host a workshop about foreign residents living in Sendai City and our efforts of disseminating multilingual information. There will also be a panel discussion with people who work with foreign residents. If you are interested in learning more about foreign residents living here and are interested in disaster risk reductions, please join us at the symposium. The event will take place at the Sendai International Center Exhibition Building on March 8th, which is again a Saturday. For details regarding the time and event program, please check the official website of the International Relations Department of Sentia. And that's it for our program this month. We'll see you again soon. Bye!
Bye.